Tuesday afternoon, let's visit with Lydia Rebine of the Madison Public Library. Good afternoon, Lydia.
Hi, Paul.
Well, we're still social distancing over the phone here, aren't we?
Yes, we are. When we actually get back to doing this in person, it's going to seem strange, isn't it?
It will be.
Like, who are you?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's been a classic April in Minnesota day today, hasn't it? We've had sun, we've had snow. It's just been the whole nasty gamut of things.
Yep, crazy. We had that was like a mini blizzard earlier this morning, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we actually had, you know, of course, by now it's melted off again, but we actually had a little bit of accumulation there for a while.
We did. We had to shovel the sidewalk here this morning in front of the radio station.
I can believe it. It was building up in my yard for a little while, too.
Yeah.
I don't think the birds that are out there are really appreciating this change in circumstances.
You're continuing to work from home, Lydia?
Yes. Yeah, we're trying to keep things updated for the library and help people find resources. So, yeah. I mean, we got a bunch of new ones to go over today, I think. Well, some we've covered before, but a bunch of new ones also. Some are, like, Overdrive are always worth going back over.
That's right. All right. Well,
and you can maybe tell I'm working from home today, Paul, because there's a dog barking in the background.
I heard that.
Yes.
That's your companion.
They end up my soundtrack right now, too. He's going to pipe in occasionally, I suppose.
Good. That's good. All right. Well, tell us what we have today. Talk about today, then.
Okay, well, like I said, I want to go over some resources again. In the past few times we've done this, we've really focused on kids' resources and educational resources a lot, which, of course, are very necessary, but I wanted to talk about some stuff for the grown-ups this time and where you can find books, keep yourself reading while we're all in lockdown. So, and especially we want to talk about free legal ways, because just because an ebook is out there and free does not mean that it's legal. Sometimes things get put up without the author's permission, and just like everybody else, authors need an income, especially now. So we want to make sure if you are out there getting your ebooks that you are doing it through a reputable source. So,
yep, exactly.
Of course. Oh, go ahead, Paul.
No, go ahead. That's fine.
So Overdrive, of course, is our main one. That's the actual library resource. Overdrive and then their app for devices, Libby. That you just need to download the app or go onto the computer to pioneerland.overdrive.com and enter your barcode number, so that number under the barcode on the back of your library card to get access to that. If you don't have a library card, you can also set up a temporary one on that website that will let you access the digital collection. So that's a wonderful resource. They are adding to that every day. There's been more of the budget for the libraries put towards that so that we're growing our electronic resources in this time because, of course, everybody is stuck at home and checking things out. One of the things that Overdrive themselves are doing right now is Harry Potter is on there. The first book in the Harry Potter series, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, has unlimited checkouts right now. So a lot of times it's just like a physical book. A lot of times you will go in there and there's only so many copies to borrow, so you'll have to be put on the waiting list for them. But to help people out and keep everybody entertained during this time, Overdrive is actually making unlimited copies of the first Harry Potter book available in ebook and audiobook. So if you've never read that and you want to, or maybe you just want to reread it, you can go on there and get your Harry Potter fix. So Overdrive, wonderful resource. Another great resource is eBooks Minnesota, and you can find that at library.biblioboard. So that's biblioboard.com, and there you can find free adult and children's fiction and nonfiction. And speaking of eBooks Minnesota, something that was announced this morning that's kind of fun, and eBooks Minnesota is involved in this, the Friends of the St. Paul Public Library have announced the launch of One Book One Minnesota, and it's going to be a statewide digital book club. So Minnesotans of all ages are invited to participate in reading a book together. And the first book that they're going to be reading as a book club is Because of Winn-Dixie by Minnesota author Kate DiMacalle. I would pronounce her last name incorrectly, Kate DiCamlio. And you can find that book for free on eBooks Minnesota. And if you want the rest of the info for the book club, just go to thefriends.org/onebook. And that will give you all of the info on that digital book club that you can join in with. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, is that statewide, Lydia?
Yes. So anybody who is in Minnesota with a Minnesota IP address can go on to that library.biblioboard website, and it will take them to that collection, and they can access it. You do have to be in Minnesota to access it, though.
Okay.
But, if you're in Minnesota, you just go onto that website, and you can get Because of Winn-Dixie and lots of other good books for free.
Good.
Let's see. So many other links here. I've just spent the morning compiling links, different interesting ones. Romance lovers, if you'd like to read a romance novel, you can find a wide selection of free romance novels at romancebookcloud.com. They have nearly 2,000 different romance titles available for free. If you prefer science fiction, Bain Books has a large collection of free science fiction ebooks. They're a science fiction publishing company. And if you want to see their collection of free books, you just go to Bain, that's BAEN.com/allbooks. You click on exclusives in the little filter line that's at the top, and then select free library, and that'll get you a bunch of free science fiction. If you like comics, graphic novels, or manga, Comixology is offering a 60-day free trial to their unlimited reading subscription, so that's kind of like Netflix for comic books or for manga, where you can go through and read their whole catalog. And again, if you want to do that for free, you get a 60-day free trial that you could just cancel at the end if you don't want to purchase it. Image Comics, they're another publisher. They're currently offering free access to the first volume of a lot of their titles. So you can get started on a fun series that way. And their website is imagecomics.com/comics/read-first-issues. I'll be giving lots of long web addresses as we go through this, but don't think that you have to try and remember those. I will put them up on Facebook because some of them are kind of a mouthful. So I'll put all of this info up on Facebook when we get done today. For nonfiction, Bartleby.com has a huge selection of nonfiction works that are in public domain and available for free. You just go to Bartleby.com/ebooks. That's Bartleby.com/ebooks. Mini Books is another great site. They have over 50,000 titles that includes classics and contemporary works. It's just a mix of things. So some of those are those older public domain classics, and then there are newer fiction works in there as well. And that's at minibooks.net. This one is kind of a little bit out in left field one, but a resource that I thought was really interesting. And adults might find it interesting, and I think there are some kids out there that might find it interesting, too, if they're interested in computers and coding. You can go to the website freecomputerbooks.com, and they have a massive collection of free guides and educational books geared towards computers and programming. So that's a cool resource and a good way to learn something new. If you want to create a new skill, you could learn about coding over at that website. And then, of course, I can't talk about free books without talking about Project Gutenberg. We talked about that one last time. They have over 60,000 free books that are in public domain. So at a certain point, a book's copyright expires. It goes into public domain, and then it is free and open for use. And they have a lot of classic books, what we think of some of the classic books, in literature, everything from Tale of Two Cities to Dracula. And one of the awesome things about Project Gutenberg is they offer a lot of different formats. You can read that book right on the website if you're on a computer. You can download a PDF of it, or you even have the option to download EPUB or Kindle files so that you can just pop those onto your e-reader and have them in that nice, handy Kindle or EPUB format that's so easy to find chapters and navigate in. So Project Gutenberg is awesome, and if you need to, you know, need a project, again, if you're needing something to use up some time, you can actually go on there and volunteer to help them check text, because a lot of things they're transcribing from printed word into digital through software, and so people need to go through afterwards and check the text to make sure it's correct. You can volunteer to do that. Another public domain related resource is LibriVox. I think we talked about this one before too, but they have public domain audiobooks, and all of their audiobooks are read by volunteers. Sometimes they'll even do a sort of dramatic production where they'll get volunteers of a different person to do different characters. It can be very cool, and it's all done through volunteer work. You can find a bunch of audiobooks of classics on there. You can get them on their website, which is LibriVox.org, or you can use their app. They have an Android and an Apple app, so you just go in and search for LibriVox. And that's another one where if you want to, you can volunteer to become an audiobook narrator. So, hey, that's something for you and Maynard, maybe.
Yeah.
You've got those radio voices. You could, you know, narrate audiobooks.
Well, we read a couple Easter books last Saturday morning, which was fun. For
that's
Easter.
Right. So, see, you've got practice. You're
yep.
getting there.
Yep.
You could be audiobook narrators. And then another one that I don't think people necessarily always think of, because we think of them as a place where you can buy books, but a lot of the e-book sellers, like Amazon's Kindle, or even Apple Books, have free books in their collections.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, on Amazon Kindle, if you go into what would be their regular Kindle selection on Amazon.com, the easiest way to find things is that you pick a genre you want. So just say, I want science fiction. I'll go into the Kindle store in Kindle Books, select science fiction, and then search in the search menu there, free ebooks, and that will bring up their different collections of free ebooks. And you can go into Apple Books and into Google Play too and look for their collection. They usually have a top free book collection on their site. So that can be a great resource too. You never know what you'll find in there, and there can be a lot of contemporary and newer fiction books that they put on there free as a special mm-hmm. to try and push the book. So that's worth looking through, too, if you need something to read.
Okay. Wow. You went through a lot this afternoon. A lot of things going happening online.
Yes, like I said, it's a lot of things. It's a lot of web addresses. So I will put those on Facebook, Madison Public Library MN, and you can go on and go through that list of links so you don't have to try and, you know, go back and write down web addresses and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Real good, Lydia. Thanks for the report from the Madison Library today.
Oh, always fun to do, Paul. One of these days we'll do it again in person, right?
Yep. Face to face someday.
Yeah. Won't that be crazy?
Yeah. All right. Lydia Rebine with our Madison Public Library show.